Father Martin Bowler was the prior of Mount Savior Monastery in Elmira, New York. Some monasteries are called abbeys, and the head of that is called an abbot. Some monasteries are priories, and the head of that is called a prior. Mount Savior Monastery was a priory, and Father Martin was the prior there. He was a physician, and actually served in the military during the Korean War as a physician. You remember the story of the TV show or the movie MASH about the Korean War. That was kind of Father Martin's era as a physician. When the war was ended, he still practiced medicine for a while, but felt this movement in his heart to become a monk. And there was this new monastery that had started up in Elmira, New York. If you're familiar with New York, it's kind of parallel to the Binghamton area, the Corning area of New York. Father Damasus Winzen was the founder of that monastery, and Father Martin joined that community in its beginnings, just starting up, just getting off the ground. Years later, Father Damasus passed away, and the community had to call someone forth from their membership to be the new prior, and Father Martin was called forth. And he was prior there for many, many years, many, many years. And he passed away, I guess, about a year and a half ago, and I think was a real loss to our world. The reason I share this with you about Father Martin Bowler is he is someone who I met years ago and certainly had an impact on my life. And want to share a little bit of that with you this morning. Back in, I guess it was the late 70s, I was in the seminary. And at that time, I was still kind of discerning in my own life if I had this vocation or calling to the monastic life. I had very much been influenced by the writings of Thomas Merton and really felt this rumbling in my heart. And so I thought I would explore this possibility. I was in the seminary at the time and talked to my spiritual director and decided to spend a couple summers living in a monastery to see if that's where God was leading me. Before I get ahead of the story, obviously I was not called to the monastic life, but that was a real transformational experience for me. And I heard about this Mount Savior Monastery. Actually, what my spiritual director in the seminary knew of it, and I contacted the monastery and heard from Father Martin, and I proposed if I could come and be with the community for an extended amount of time during my summer break, and he said, "Sure, come on up." And he welcomed me into the community. I remember arriving there, driving. It was a 4.5-5-hour drive from where I lived to what we call upstate New York. And I arrived at the monastery, and I was welcomed so incredibly. The Benedictine graciousness, welcoming, hospitality was just so incredible. And I briefly met Father Martin on that first day. And I remember him saying to me, why don't we get together in a couple of days and just settle in for a while, enter into the rhythm of the day, and maybe let's meet in a couple of days and talk about your discernment and what you're looking to gain in this experience. So the couple days went by, and I met with Father Martin. I'll never forget that conversation. We just sat at a table talking, and he suggested I just enter into the rhythm of the life, which I'd already started to do. They got up about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. That was an adjustment. And entering into the life, I was given the job at the monastery of doing the laundry, which was an interesting... I do to this day, I love doing laundry. This was a dairy farm at that time, so you can imagine what the laundry looked like of these monks who worked in the fields. Although I was told the laundry had never been cleaner than when I was doing the laundry then. Anecdotally, just interesting, I was sitting there with Father Martin, and at the end of the conversation, he said, "Can I see your hand a second? Your fingernails look a little, the color under your nails is a little strange. Could you get that checked out?" You know, he was looking at the whole person. You know, even as a physician, he was checking out my color, you know, how my hands were. So I spent a couple summers doing that, actually two summers in a row before I was, actually the year I was even a deacon, I spent there as well. And obviously was not called to that life. But Mount Savior Monastery has always had a really sweet place in my heart. And over the years, I've kept in touch. Brother David Steindl-Rass is a monk from that community as well. You may hear me talk of him sometimes. But about a couple years ago, there was a video made about Mount Savior Monastery. And in that video, there's different pieces that some of the monks talk about their life together. And there is a quote from Father Martin that just jumps off at me when I first heard it. I actually have written it down. I have it filed in my computer. And I want to share this. I tell all that story to you to give you this quote from Father Martin as a takeoff point for what I want to share with you this morning. Now, he's sitting talking about that community, that monastic community. And you may not, you don't know Father Martin, but this was is so him. So I hope this can mean something to you. He's talking about Mount Savior. He says, "We do more by accident than many people do on purpose. But if we try to do it on purpose, we would probably mess it up. And that's the secret of monastic life. It's a bit poetic." Let me read that again. That may sound like a strange statement if you're out of context. But he said, "We do more by accident than many people do on purpose. But if we try to do it on purpose, we would probably mess it up. And that's the secret of monastic life. It's a bit poetic," he said. That really speaks so powerfully to me. The history of that particular monastic community is one that has just had many iterations over the years. They've stayed firm with their foundation, but their experience has changed over the years, and that sort of being open to where God was calling them and leading them. That quote I share with you this morning because it came to my mind as I read the gospel reading today to prepare some thoughts for you this morning. Because it sounds similar to what the gospel is saying, at least my take on this gospel reading. I've mentioned before, sometimes when we read something from the scriptures and we've heard it before, all we hear is what we've heard before. And you don't always hear perhaps something new and fresh. And when I read this gospel reading over, it struck me as I looked at this particular section from Matthew's gospel. This is Matthew's gospel. It's about Jesus calling the disciples, the first followers. As I read it, it's a familiar story. Jesus is by the Sea of Galilee, which is a huge lake. Been there once in my life to get to see it. It's a huge lake. And but I said to myself, if I were Jesus, probably presumptuous to think, but if you were Jesus, and you were going to begin this ministry, first of all, we presume that as Jesus began his ministry, he knew what it was going to look like. We think that because we know the end of the story. But many suggest that Jesus discovered himself as well as he lived his life. So Jesus is about to begin this ministry that he feels called to, and I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't it make sense if he, say, went to the local synagogue and said, "Could I meet with a few of the rabbis? Say, look, I have this plan, this ministry I'm about to enter into. I'd like to see if any of you would like to join me. You're the learned teachers of the Jewish tradition. You're the rabbis. You want to join with me? Here's the job description. Here's what we're going to be doing. Would you consider coming with me?" It doesn't seem Jesus did that. Or perhaps he would have gone to the temple to talk to the priests who offer the sacrifices at the temple and say to the priests, "You are the holy people here. Perhaps you could join with me in this ministry and spread this message to our world. Maybe we can begin some new temples along the way as we're developing. Let's go forth together." But that sounds strange because it sounds like Jesus never did that. Perhaps he would have gone to the Sadducees or the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders of the time, and say, "You want to join me in this endeavor? You're the learned, you know the law, you know the rituals, you know what we are as a people. Perhaps join me in this ministry." It doesn't look like Jesus ever did that. At least it's not recorded that he did that. But what he did do is what we read in our gospel today. He called fishermen. Fishermen. He went to a local lakeside, saw these fishermen who were doing what they do. They were fishermen. Some were mending their nets, which is a common thing at that time in that culture. Fishermen would have been out fishing. When they came back in, their nets would sometimes be ripped or torn. They would mend them. They'd mend them during the day before they went out again to fish, either that later that day or the next morning. And in the midst of doing what they're doing, Jesus calls these fishermen who do what they do every day in their lives to join him. Follow me. Come with me. And they do. They let go of what they know to chance and risk this new thing that they don't know about. It doesn't seem like Jesus told them what the plan was. Just follow me. And they go forth. Can you hear that? That's a story I think we've heard so often in our lives. When you think about it, who Jesus chose to call forth to do this wondrous work. And 2,000 years later, we're still telling this story. We're still looking at a world that was transformed by this ministry of this Jesus and these fishermen. Reminds me of Father Martin. That's why that story came to me. This idea that, you know, sometimes things, if we open ourselves to God's presence, if we open ourselves to God's call, we can never know or predict where we're going to be taken, where it's going to take us. This may sound a little corny, but there is a phrase that goes that faith is not something that's taught, but faith is something that's caught. You know, faith kind of catches us. And perhaps that's why Jesus didn't call teachers who could teach, but he called fishermen who knew what it meant to catch and to be caught and could see the world in a different way. That may sound a little poetic, but it just triggers in your mind this idea that faith is more of an experience than something that's just up here that we can learn. Perhaps Jesus sensed that in the calling of these fishermen. Perhaps Father Martin was touching upon that in his own life at Mount Savior Monastery, that so much of his life, some of this stuff has been by accident. We didn't plan this. We didn't map this out. It sort of happened in our midst. We may have been focused, if we had planned, we may have been focused on this tight vision right here and missed all these things here. But God opened us to these things. And so as we begin this 2014, this new year, this new calendar year, it's a time to reflect and renew ourselves, where God is calling us individually, where God is calling our parish community, in the midst of our day-to-day lives, in the midst of the fishing that you do day-to-day. You may not be fishermen, but whatever it is you do in your life, in the midst of that, open yourself to where God is calling you. In this faith community of St. Paul's, as we do the things that we do, that we're so familiar with in the day-to-day, perhaps there's new things, new possibilities that God is calling us to. And the message I hear from Father Martin and the message I hear from this gospel reading today is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The opposite of faith is fear. The opposite of faith is fear. Don't be afraid to open yourself to that. These fishermen who knew what it meant to fish were called to something they'd never done before. And in our own lives, here at St. Paul's, are there possibilities in our lives that we could be called to that we may not think we have the skills for, or I don't have the talents for, or I don't have the gifts for? But the community may say to you, try this. Explore this possibility. Listen to Jesus, listen to God calling you in your heart. And don't be afraid. Accidents happen. That's kind of what Father Martin is saying. It's the things we didn't expect, the things that happened in spite of ourselves that have become the things that have transformed our lives. So I share that message with you today. I hope that speaks in some way, shape, or form of this call we have to go forth allow the Spirit to move in our hearts, even in those areas that we find a little risky, even those areas we don't feel we have the talents or skills for. But let Jesus stretch us. Let this community of St. Paul's be stretched and call forth to new possibilities as we all try to live into the dream and the vision that God has for not only us as individuals, but as a community of St. Paul's and as the world beyond us.